I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It seems almost trite to say that nature is a remarkable teacher, but that's okay. Indeed, nature is a remarkable teacher. I imagine all of us can point to lessons nature has taught us about appreciating life's wonders, managing uncertainty and unpredictability, coping with adversity, and accepting that we have so little control over some aspects of our lives. The English poet William Wordsworth wrote in his poem, The Tables Turned, "Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher." And we hear similar sentiments from this week's essayist, Lisa Jacobson.
Years ago, I planted a vegetable garden in my yard. It was a small piece of land, so I was purposeful with the space. As is the case, just about every other year, the squash and zucchini caught a fungus and they struggled through that large leaf, flower but no fruit stage for a while. I washed the leaves with dish soap in a wishful anticipation of a bountiful early August. I watered and left the instructions for my neighbor to follow my lead as I went out on vacation. When I returned home, the plants had shriveled into a crumbly pile of leaves. Zucchini bread with my own harvest just wasn't going to happen this year. However, to my surprise, a new vibrant cucumber plant had emerged in a flower bed, strong, climbing, and bearing early fruit. This plant was a result of the seed from the compost I'd used to fertilize the flowers. An unexpected gift reminded me of the many lessons I learn in the garden. I believe that growing and tending a garden teaches us many lessons. Growing vegetables reminds me of the joys of the unexpected. The cucumber plant was a reminder of letting go in order to see what flourishes. As hard as I tried to nurture those squashes, they just weren't meant to bear fruit. Maybe it was their location or the health of the plants, or just maybe it wasn't the right time. Meanwhile, their plant neighbor, without any fuss or attention, thrived. I remember this lesson outside of the garden. If something's just not meant to be, then any major efforts to force it might be futile. I believe that tending a garden reminds us that our control is limited. And this is exciting and freeing. Much of my association with summer is checking in on the progress of my plants. The banana tree has spurned a baby companion. Who would have expected such a tropical plant in Rhode Island? A squirrel has beaten me to the ripe strawberry. Oh, but that fig tree keeps on expanding. When the basil takes over, we deliver pesto to our neighbors and friends. I'm hoping our neighbors' bees travel over the fence to pollinate our zucchini and squash. And perhaps they'll nurture a young, spontaneous cucumber plant as well. And I believe, if they do, they'll deliver a treat to a family ready to embrace a surprise guest.
Lisa Jacobson is an artist, gardener, mother, and teacher at Noble and Greenough School in Dedham, Massachusetts. She lives with her family in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.